This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greens, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutrition supplement program, we welcome your calls on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with or a success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010. Likewise, if you just want to comment or join in the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Purchase longevity products right off the website, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side, friends. Got lots of lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking skin care, skin health. We're talking eczema specifically. Eczema and psoriasis are two of the more unpleasant skin... Well, it's a bunch of skin conditions that are unpleasant, but eczema and psoriasis are two of the more unpleasant skin conditions. Doctors and dermatologists pretty much are stumped when it comes to the two. That's because it's really not so much a medical condition as it is a lifestyle condition. Eczema and psoriasis and most skincare problems and most health problems in general are really lifestyle issues. They're not medical issues. Nobody's knocking on the individual doctors. It's the medical paradigm, the medical model that treats our illnesses in general as conditions to be medicalized. And there are times when you need medicine, there's no doubt. But medicine cannot reverse disease. Medicine cannot cure disease, and it's true about the inside of the body as well as the outside of the body. And I like talking about the skin because the skin is kind of like an icon for how we can treat the body, how we can see the body, or also it's an icon, a measurement of what's wrong with how we treat the body, what's wrong with how we treat the skin. We treat the body, we treat the skin symptomatically, we don't get better, and our problems get worse. Both of those factors are important. We don't get better, and our problems get worse. This is the nature of progressive disease. This is why it's called chronic degenerative disease, CDD. That's the operative term here, chronic degenerative disease. Chronic meaning it never ends. Degenerative means it heads in the wrong direction. It heads in the breakdown direction rather than the build-up direction, the degenerative direction rather than the regenerative direction. And this is most of our illnesses. When you have a chronic illness that is degenerative, you can rest assured, for the most part, I can't think of an exception, that you're dealing with something that's going on in your life, something that's chronically attacking, chronically getting into the system. The system being the blood. When we talk about the system, when we talk about getting into the body, we mean into the blood. When something gets into the blood that shouldn't be into the blood, that's how disease begins. Now, it's certainly exacerbated by nutritional deficiencies. Absolutely. Especially when it comes to the skin, especially in fats. Fats. Fats are the primary word to understand when it comes to reversing skin diseases. There's lots of other things that are important. Nobody's diminishing the importance of vitamin C. Nobody's diminishing the importance of niacin and the B vitamins. Nobody's diminishing the importance of electrolytes, etc. But fats are the key to healthy, beautiful skin for a lot of reasons. Number one, the skin is a fatty system, a fatty organ. Got lots of fats in it. Number two, fats are really important for how cells grow and divide. And eczema and psoriasis, and most skin diseases really, or many skin diseases, we'll say, are a function of how cells are dividing. Cells divide from the outside. They read the outside. Think of a cell. Got to think of a cell. It's all about the cell. The body's like raisin bread. It's made up of cells and stuff, just like raisin bread is made up of raisins and bread. So cells and stuff, raisins and bread. Body, you've got to think of the body that way. You've got to use your imagination. Think of the body like cells and stuff that comes out of the cells. When it comes to the skin, the cells are moving really, really fast. They're determining what to do based on reading the environment. The cells are sitting in an environment like a soup. That soup is filled with particles. And all those particles are information. All those little particles in the soup, there's particles like vitamins, and there's particles like hormones, and there's particles like sugars, glucose, and there's particles like oxygen. And I'm calling them particles, they're not really particles, but picture them like particles. And the cell is sitting in the soup, and it's reading the particles. The particles are giving the cell information. In order for the reading, for the information to get processed correctly, it has to hit the cell membrane somehow, the outside part of the cell. I hope you can use your imagination because this is not hard. This is not technically hard. It's just you got to use your imagination here. So the cell is sitting in soup, or the soup has particles in it. The particles are like words, they're like commands, they're like signals. They're literally called signaling molecules. And they're interpreted by the cell at the level of the membrane. The membrane is made of fats. Fat disturbances in fats. This is so important when it comes to health. And again, I know I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm picking on the skin, but I'm using it as an icon for the entire body. Everything I'm saying is true about the skin, but it's also true about the entire body. The fats on the outside part of the membrane play a huge role in what's going to happen in the cell. Because the fats are information processors. They're the computer chips. The fats on the outside of the cell membrane is like a computer chip. It's reading the soup, the particles in the soup. Particles, they grow, particles don't grow, etc. And I'm being very simplistic here, but that's generally what's happening. Now, if we're eating the wrong fats, or if we're not getting the right fats, the cell membrane, the outer part of the cell that's reading the soup, is going to be structured differently. It's not going to have the same shape. It's going to be harder than it should be. It's going to be bent where it shouldn't be bent, or it's going to be straight where it shouldn't be straight. And that's going to affect how it divides, how it does its business, how it survives or doesn't survive. You know, some cells don't survive, they're supposed to die. If a cell isn't getting the message it's supposed to die correctly, it's going to replicate itself incorrectly, and you're going to get a big mess. There's all kinds. This is what psoriasis is about. Cells that are supposed to die don't die. This is what cancer is about. Cells that are supposed to die don't die. So all of this is determined at the outside part of the cell. And that makes the membrane, the fats, super important. Now I say fats, but the membrane's got other things too. So it's not just fats, but it's largely fats. This is why eating the wrong kind of fats is so problematic. This is why Dr. Wallach and Dr. Glidden and a lot of other folks talk about, one of the reasons they talk about eating the wrong kinds of fats. Eating the oils. Once a fat is oxidized, once it's rancid, once it's broken down by oxygen or attacked by oxygen, it becomes a broken, dysfunctional, tweaked, bent out of shape fat. And under conditions of deficiencies, the body will use that. Cells will use that. This is a major cause of illness, a major cause of chronic disease, and a major cause of skin diseases. Now, there's a couple ways you can get around this, a couple things you can do. Obviously, not eating the wrong kinds of fats is important, but easier said than done. So there's lots of ways you can hack into the system to do it correctly. And we'll talk about that when we come back from our break, but I want to really get that point across that it's about the fat. The fat covers a lot of things, that's true. Essential fatty acids, fatty vitamins, even some minerals. Phospholipids, like lecithin, all of them are important. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, got lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll be back after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Registered pharmacist Ben Buttes knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010. We do have lines open for you. If you're on hold, we'll get to you next segment. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, skin health questions. I know skin is a big concern for people. Rightly so. It's the one organ in the body that we can all see on each other. And from an evolutionary biology perspective, we're all looking at each other's skin. Like it or not, we're making assessments. We're making judgments based on each other's skin. Yeah, historically, from an evolutionary biology perspective, I should say anthropologically speaking, human beings had to stay away from people who had bad skin because bad skin was a sign of infection. And by historically, I'm talking like 10,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, thousands of years ago, bad skin meant possible infections. People learned to stay away from it. So today, it's not necessarily anything we need to stay away from, but there's a hardwiring in our body, in our brains. We're such victims. We have 2-million-year-old brains. There's actually a book called The 2-million-year-old Brain that talks about how we are, our choices and our behaviors and our actions and our in a microcosm way by the individual and as a, in a societal way are driven by 2-million-year-old brains. By brains that are making decisions based on ancient time, based on prehistoric times. And one of the things we do is we make assessments of each other. We judge each other. And this judgment and assessments that these assessments that we do for each other, like them or not, and I'm not saying they're right, but they're probably not right. Can't judge a book by its cover necessarily. So, but the fact is that's how it is. And we see each other on the outside, and we see the outside part of our bodies, and we make assessments. That's why people wear makeup to cover a breakout. So it's tragic to me when I see kids. Especially tragic with kids because their psychology is so sensitive. Teenagers, girls, and I see them with lots of makeup to cover what's obviously a lot of rashy skin, a lot of acne-like skin, and they don't know that just by laying off gluten or by laying off dairy or by laying off eggs or by correcting your digestive issues, you could completely change the characteristics of your skin, and quickly, I'm talking within days, you could be a new person if you have a reaction to something and all of a sudden you stop doing it. Or if you have a deficiency in something, all of a sudden you start taking it. We're talking you can reverse skin issues in days, in one day sometimes. And if you're healthy, you can even have more beautiful skin within a couple of days if you haven't supplemented or if you haven't taken care of food issues. There's all kinds of supplements and food issues. I'm going to talk about fats because they're really, really important. But I don't want to isolate one thing. It's a whole. That's why you need a system of nutrition. You don't want to isolate just one nutrient for one disease. I don't like that. This for that. I take this. I have this vitamin or this mineral because I have this problem. It's a whole series of things. However, given that you need a system, given that you need a nutritional supplement system. There's so much you could do with fats. Fats. Now, we talk about this periodically. I'll say, you know, I'm going to do it for a little bit here because it's hard not to talk about skin and helping people with their skin if you're not talking about fats. So I'm going to spend a few days on this. When it comes to fats, it's not just intake. It's also what you're absorbing. Fats are tricky to absorb. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter is fats. It's sticky. Jelly is water. It's not so sticky. This distinction between fats and water needs to be made clear. Not a lot of chemistry you need to understand. There's not a lot of chemistry that we need to understand when it comes to being healthy, but there's some basic ideas, and one of them is oil-soluble versus fat-soluble. I'm sorry, water-soluble versus fat-soluble. Lipophilic, hydrophilic. Don't mean to get all chemistry, but if we can understand those two words, it's much easier to think of. Hydrophilic, hydro, waterphilic, loving, water loving, lipophilic, fat loving. Really learn that distinction. Really let that hit home. It's not complicated. Just think of peanut butter and jelly. Think about how oil doesn't get off your clothes, but water does. You ever spill oil on your pants? It doesn't come off. You got to use dry cleaning, which is specifically for taking care of lipids, of fats. Regular soap and water is not going to do it. It's hard to get rid of oils, but it's also hard for them to come out. So oils are stored in the body. Fats are stored in the body. The body's structure is largely composed of fats. Think about it. If oil and water don't mix, it's the fats in the body that give the water structure. It's actually a few other things, too, because the body is working at the quantum level. There's other things that do it also. But the fats fats are a major part of the body's structure. They're incorporated into the structure. I heard some guy on YouTube, and I forgot who it was, but he was talking about how sugar is not as bad for you as fats. And I was thinking about that, because I was considering it to be equally damaging to the body. But he made a good point. He said the sugar's bad, for sure. We're not saying it's good, but it's the fats that get incorporated into the body. The sugar gets burnt for energy, or gets stored as fat. The fats are the stuff that get that form the structure of the body, and they're there semi-permanently. Not permanently, but they're there longer. Everything is turning over, but the fats are there longer. They're sticking. So when you are ingesting the wrong structure fats, your body is made of the wrong structure fats. You're literally eating, you're producing a tweaked body because the tweaked foods are stored as structure, especially under conditions of deficiency. When you don't get essential fatty acids, and essential fatty acids, by the way, are essential because the body can't make them, that makes them essential, and they are part of not only chemistry, fundamental chemistry in the body, they're also part of the structure of the body. Think about it. If you don't get these, and many people don't, how is a cell going to make itself? Well, it's going to make itself. It's just going to make itself out of the wrong kinds of fats. And that's a serious issue. If what I just said doesn't make you want to really start paying attention to your fats and the fats you're eating, then I don't know what will. Literally, our bodies are made out of French fry fat. Not poetically, figuratively, rhetorically, literally. Our bodies are made out of French fry fat. I remember when I was a kid, when I was 17, I was working in a French fry, in a kind of a snack food, sort of like a little mini, like a bar kind of thing with not mixed drinks, just had beer and French fries and such, sandwiches. And I remember the French fry grease. Oh my God, the French fry grease. Then there was this little gal, and we had to clean the French. We all dreaded having to clean the French fry grease. And the French fry grease, it would be thick with like particles and brown and oxidation. It was just awful stuff. And I remember one time this poor gal, we were trying to move the big vat of French fry grease, and she slipped. And long story short, it dumped on her head, and she had French fry grease from this big French fry fryer. Luckily, it was cold, all over her body, head to toe. And I don't know how she ever got that stuff out of her hair and out of her clothes. It was the most disgusting thing. And that's what we're eating when we eat French fries. And our body is made up of that stuff. Is it any wonder that we're sick? If you understand the nature of these fats, the correct fats as part of the information processing system and the structure of a cell, how a cell is determining whether it's supposed to grow or divide or secrete collagen or moisture factors or whatever the cell is supposed to do, how's it going to understand? How's it going to be able to communicate if it's being made out of French fry fat? On the other hand, if you start doing essential fatty acids, now your cells have what they need. Now your cells will incorporate the essential fatty acids rather than the trans fatty acids, the fried fatty acids. There's so much power here, folks. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his reelection than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
President Trump's defending weekend airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq, that is, protesters stormed the embassy in Baghdad after funerals for some of 24 militia fighters who were killed in the Sunday airstrikes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, pharmacist Ben here, and we have lines open, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about our longevity products or the longevity business or health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, or if you have something to say or a comment or success story or anything really, because I love talking to you guys. I want this to be an interactive program. I don't like just being a talking head or a talking mouth, as talking head or talking mouth, whatever you want, however you want to look at it. This should be an interactive program. You guys are smart out there, and I know I have smart listeners because I talk to you guys on the phone all the time. So let's make this interactive. 844-236-6010 is our number. Purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And now you can check out our Facebook page, which is Brightside Ben or The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Just search for The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben on Facebook. You can join up. And I haven't done any Facebook Lives yet. We just started about a month ago. Thank you, Nasima, by the way, for setting that up. We're going to do Facebook Lives, and I have been doing my Moments of Truth every morning. I try to. And so far, I've done about 40 straight of them, 40 days straight or so of Moments of Truth. Little one to one and a half minute blurb, something that I find interesting, and hopefully you find interesting. And we post them on our Facebook page. We also, I'm trying to figure out how to send them out via my newsletter function, my newsletter software, and I haven't quite figured that out yet. But if you're interested in being put on the list, send an email to robin@truthtreatments.com. Speaking of Truth Treatments, you can find all our Truth Skin Health products, our Truth Treatments product, Truth Treatment products at truthtreatments.com, all developed in my compounding pharmacy, all designed to heal wounds, all designed with or formulated with lots of active material. We don't use fillers or waxes or preservatives or anything your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, any of our True Skin Health products, because you shouldn't have to pay for that stuff. All right, TrueTreatments.com, TrueTreatments.com for our True Skin Health products, and we have holiday specials and new products up, TrueTreatments.com. Speaking of the skin, from the journal Computers in Biology and Medicine, assessment of penetration of ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate. Okay, that's a mouthful. I understand. Assessment of penetration of ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate into biological membranes. What does that mean? Well, ascorbyl means vitamin C. Tetraisopalmitate, tetra is four. Iso is the same. Palmitate is four fatty acids, basically. You take four fatty acids, you stick them on a vitamin C molecule, and you get fatty vitamin C. And this is a study that talks about how fatty vitamin C penetrates into biological membranes. That is so, so important when it comes to active material in the skin. This is why I've been using this form of vitamin C since 1992. Because it's a big, fatty blob, molecularly speaking. You can't tell by looking at it when you have it in your hand, but molecularly speaking, it's vitamin C with four pieces of fat stuck on it, and that makes it incredibly valuable for healing, and that's my flagship ingredient in all my True Skin Health products and all our True Treatments. That's our flagship ingredient, ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate. This article is published in the journal Computers in Biology and Medicine. That talks about how it does it, the magic, how it gets through the skin. Percutaneous absorption of the ATI, we're going to call it ATI, that's fatty vitamin C, the ATI molecule through the infundibulum, which is a little, which is where it's where the hair comes out of. It's the pore. We'll call that the pore. Percutaneous absorption of the ATI molecule through the pore, an important route of administration into the hair follicle of the human skin. Has been modeled and compared with the stratum corneum membrane. They actually made a dummy, or they made a laboratory version of the skin, and they're showing how the vitamin C, the fat-soluble vitamin C, penetrates. The ATI molecule was found to have more affinity towards the stratum corneum than the infundibulum, than the pore, and it followed a straight pathway to penetrate into the pore. That's what you're looking for when it comes to active material. If you really want to take care of your skin, when it comes to active material, you want to be past the skin surface. The surface is dead. The surface is like your fingernail. Just like you're not going to change your fingernail, the health of your fingernail, by painting something on it, you're not going to change the health of your skin by painting a moisturizer on it. You've got to have penetration. You've got to have activity. And nothing, absolutely nothing, beats fat-soluble vitamin C when it comes to activity and when it comes to penetration, both. All right. Let's do one more here. Skin microbiome's emerging role in eczema. No emerging role. It's only emerging to the medical model because the medical model has only recently begun to understand the importance of the microbiome. You know, we didn't really know about the microbiome until maybe the 1990s, late 1980s. It was starting to be suspected. But we knew there was something up with bacteria. we knew that there was a relationship between bacteria and good health that couldn't, we maybe didn't understand the specifics of it or the mechanism of it, but fermented foods, bacteria-rich foods, have been a staple of long-lived cultures around the world for eons. All the long-lived cultures around the world, so-called blue zone cultures, enjoy lots of fermented foods. They all have their characteristic fermented foods. So we didn't know that the skin's that the microbiome was as fundamental as it is. But now, oh my God, everything goes back to the microbiome. Everything. All disease is cell disease. Everything's a triangle. But if you want to put the number one commonality to all health challenges, it's dysbiosis. I.e. a messed up microbiome, i.e. a messed up bacteria. Not even just gut bacteria. We talk about gut bacteria. There's skin bacteria that are vital. According to this article, for some patients with atopic dermatitis, that's eczema, the combination of two certain drugs under development by Asana Biosciences might reduce Staph aureus bacteria in the skin microbiome. Staph aureus is frequently isolated in the skin of patients who have eczema. Well, yeah, but the problem isn't the Staph aureus. That's not the cause of the problem. They're just there. The dysfunctional cell lipids and chemistry and cell growth is what leads to the dysbiosis. And because of the relationship between the digestive system and the skin, bad eating and food allergies and food intolerances and fluoride and chlorine, all of these can wreak havoc on the microbiome's environment. So yeah, you can take a drug that will reduce Staph aureus. You put a drug that will reduce Staph aureus. This is a common strategy, the medical model. But as long as the environment is incorrect, the Staph aureus is going to come back. Now you have probiotic skincare. That's some pretty silly stuff, folks. Probiotic skincare. If you see probiotic skincare, I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes, but just from a logical perspective, the bacteria are constantly changing based on the environment of the skin, which is constantly changing. So you can't really fix the probiotic system, the microbiome, the skin's microbiome system with topical strategies, but you sure can do it internally using everything we talk about on this program. Fermented foods, your nightly essence, prebiotics, which are fiber. Whenever you see prebiotics, by the way, that basically means fiber. Now there's something called resistant starch. I haven't talked about resistant starch. We'll probably do that here in the coming days, because resistant starch is also very important for digestive health and then also for skin health. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side with your phone calls right after this break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk fats tomorrow, specifically omega fats. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about omega fats. Clear some of that up. Just to let you know, omega-6s and omega-3s are both important. Check out my moment of truth today. I talked about dry skin, and I said omega-6s. Omega-6s are the kind of fats that are in the skin cell membrane. They're the kind of fats, that are part of the skin's natural moisture lipids, natural moisture fats. Omega-3s have an anti-inflammatory effect. They're definitely important. There's a lot of misunderstandings around those two, and we'll talk about some of that tomorrow and also continue talking about eczema in the skin. On the Bright Side, time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Let's say good morning to our smart listener and friend Barry in New Orleans. What's up, Barry?
Yes, good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
I don't know where to begin. I'll begin by saying you just do such a great job. Just keep up the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Coming from you, that means a lot, Barry. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're really doing God's work. If God's
praise
about
God.
Helping people, you're doing a great job.
So that's exactly what I think. People, I think there's something holy to me anyway. There's something spiritual or holy about helping people understand their bodies. You know, the body's so amazing. Our brain is not capable of really understanding just how amazing it is, but we can push the edges. You know what I'm saying, Barry? Like, we can't really understand exactly the zillions of quantum chemical reactions that are happening inside a cell and the intelligence of how it knows to grow and divide and produce 100,000 different chemicals every minute or every second. How does a cell produce 100,000? How does it do any of this stuff? We can't really understand that, but we can push our imagination to where we can be blown away.
right? We could be just absolutely floored by the amazingness, the divine intelligence that is behind this thing that we call the human body. And so it's my mission in life to help. I want people to be blown away by that as much as I am. Help people be in awe of that as much as I am. So thank you. I appreciate that, Barry. And it takes one to know one, by the way, so you must be doing some of that on your own somewhere along the line, right?
Yes.
Okay,
my
good.
Question, yes. I would like to ask, and I'm going to tell you my questions first because if you got to cut some of them short, but my...
No, just me and you for now, Barry. Excuse me, just me and you. You get all my attention.
All right, I want you to comment once again on your take on high blood pressure and whether salt has...
Salt. I think we talked, you and I, you like this topic, salt. So here's the deal. Salt's very important stuff. I'll just say this in bullet points and then we'll expand on it. So first of all, salt's very important stuff. Sodium chloride. When we say salt, we mean sodium chloride for the most part. But if you really want to do it right, you need to have a well-rounded salt with lots of different minerals, elements in it. Salt is just a way elements are combined. Elements are the stuff on the periodic table. Without getting into too much chemistry, a salt is a specific combination of two of the elements. And there's ways that they get combined, so it's not just random. But basically, a salt can be sodium chloride, one element, one piece of sodium, one piece of chloride. It can also be potassium chloride. That's a salt. One piece of potassium, a piece of chloride. Magnesium chloride. That's a salt. One piece of magnesium, one piece of... There's lots of them. They call them salts. It's very confusing. So when most people talk about salt, they mean table salt. But the best kind of salt is going to come from the ocean or from mountains that previously were ocean. That is Celtic or North Atlantic sea salt. The North Atlantic is where the cleanest water is. So you want North Atlantic sea salt. Not by the time it's salt, you don't have to worry about it too much. But it's just nice to have North Atlantic sea salt. Celtic sea salt is the most famous one. Or also Himalayan salt. Himalayan pink salt, which used to be in the ocean. All came from the ocean. So that stuff is super important. Electrolytes, we've been talking about fats, and they're important. And I haven't hit the electrolytes as much as I would because that's the importance of fats. But we will. I like polyelectrolytes. I like long strings of electrolytes. Anyway, when we talk about salt, most of us were talking about sodium chloride. Sodium chloride has a blood volumizing effect. What do I mean by that? It sucks up water. You know how in city streets when there's snow on the ground, they'll put sodium chloride on your snowy steps, front steps, you put sodium chloride. What happens? What's that about? Why do we put sodium chloride on our ice? Well, the sodium chloride sucks up the ice. It sucks up the water. Sodium chloride has a water-sucking effect. Salt sucks up water. So when there's salt released into the bloodstream, water is sucked up, the blood becomes more volumized, more watery, that increases the pressure. Does that make sense how that works? It's like you have more water in your hose.
Yeah.
Are you with me? All right. So doctors feel that if you take the salt out of the diet, you won't have as much blood volume, the pressure will drop. The medical model feels like it may be that, and it's true, we do get a lot of sodium chloride here. The problem with that logic is, it's a part of the body's adaptive response to secrete salt into the bloodstream. It's how the body deals with stress. So you're depriving the body of a major element or major component of its stress response when you're low salt. You with me?
Yes.
So try to lower your blood pressure by lowering the body's response to stress or ability to respond to stress doesn't make any sense. That's not how you want to drop the blood pressure. You want to improve the body's ability to handle stress, not decrease it. This is what drugs do. This is what the medical strategies do. They keep the body from being able to do what it's supposed to do. In the case of salt, the kidneys, and the salt's mainly regulated by the kidneys and the adrenal glands, they're communicating to each other, and they're communicating basically stress. And when there's stress, salt's released. And by the way, because salt's released when you're stressed, when you're more stressed, you're going to crave salt. Do you hear me? Are you with me, Barry? You get this downward vicious spiral. The more stress you're under, the more salt you're going to lose and the more salt you're going to need, which is going to put your body in more stress, which is going to make you release more salt and get this vicious downward spiral. Whereas if you took a little salt and actually intentionally ate good salt, you would hack into your salt cravings because your body can only handle so much salt. So you preventatively, proactively give yourself quality salt. You're not going to crave salty foods. And it turns out we all crave salty foods because we're all under stress. And I've always said this, and I'll say it again. If you want to try something, a cheap anti-stress strategy, maybe I'm going to do a moment of truth on this tomorrow now that I think about it, is sip on salt water. Sip on small amounts of salt water. And you'll find that it's really delicious. Have you ever done this, Barry? Get some Celtic sea salt. It's delicious at first. And then gradually becomes less and less delicious. What happens is your body craves salt. It's so important, so fundamental. I'm talking sodium chloride now. Your body craves sodium chloride so much that when you give it to it, it sucks it up like a dry sponge sucks up water. And it does this by tasting good. The good taste is a way you know that the body needs the stuff until it doesn't taste good anymore. So salt is a stress management part of the stress management system. Now, as far as hypertension goes, as far as hypertension goes, hypertension, high blood pressure, is a classic red flag sign of a activated stress response system. That's what hypertension is. White coat hypertension. We talk about that. We laugh about that. A doctor comes in, your blood pressure goes up. That's called white coat hypertension. You're freaked out because the doctor. It may not be good. A lot of people are afraid of the doctor. Whenever you're under duress, we all know that your blood pressure will go up. What does that tell you? It tells you to lower your blood pressure, relax, activate the parasympathetic nervous system. Use salt. Beta blockers are not the solution. You know, calcium channel, in my humble opinion, beta blockers and calcium channels and blockers are not the solution. As it turns out, drugs that modify or that somehow control some kind of circulatory system effect that work on the circulatory system are going to be the most toxic drugs of all, or among the most. There's a lot of really toxic drugs, but among the most toxic drugs are beta blockers and calcium channel blockers and blood thinners because you're monkeying around with the circulatory system. The circulatory system, the blood pressure system, the stuff that's in the blood that is tightly regulated. And that's why all health challenges are the end result of dirty blood. Nothing is supposed to get in the blood. Nothing is supposed to modify how it clots or how the blood vessels open and close, the pressure of it. Nothing's supposed to do that. That is tightly, tightly regulated. And if you do use it, the only way to get a drug to do that is to use some serious, powerful, potent medicine. And that's what these circulatory system drugs are. Barry, thank you for your call. Appreciate it, my friend. Thanks for bringing up an interesting topic. And that is all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Please check out Truth Skin Health Products at TruthTreatments.com and the longevity products at BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.